You're listening to the Cornerstone Word of Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this teaching from Pastor Mark. For more information on our church, please visit cwol.org.
And so as just meditating on this, you can go ahead and turn your Bibles to James chapter 1, verse number 22. It talks about God's word being a mirror. And we've been talking a lot about who we are. Who are you? We've been talking a lot about who the word says you are. One of the things I love about the mirror of God is we can look into it and get some changes. We can look into it and it reflects to us who we are. And so this is just what was in my heart. And then next week, I think, don't hold me to it yet, but I'm going to start a series that have been, kind of brewing for a couple years. I've looked at it a little bit before, but the Bible talks about in Timothy about the athlete, the farmer, and the soldier. And so that's who we all are. And the mirror reflects those three things, those quality of people that everybody in this room needs to be. And when I was at, we did the men's thing, one of the things I preached to them, kind of a preview, because it is so big in my heart, was about being a soldier. So you just get ready for that, because the mirror, if you ever wanted to be an athlete, and I did, and I wasn't. You're an athlete for Jesus. If you ever wanted to be a soldier, I didn't think I could. I don't know if I could have handled basic training, but I've handled God's basic training. And so I am a soldier. Hallelujah. Now, Lord knows I've been a farmer before and I wanted out of that, but I'm grateful that what the lessons I've learned in that, but also the Lord's teaching us how to be farmers with his word. And so we're going to look at that. We're probably starting next week. We'll see. And the mirror of the word of God, what does it mean? Well, this is a familiar scripture to any of you who have ever studied the word of God and walk by faith. You really can't walk by faith and receive from God unless you've been by James chapter 1, verse 22 through 27. So that's what we're going to start at tonight, this morning, James 1, 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless, orphans, and widows in their affliction and keep himself unspotted from the world. So we're going to just kind of look at this today as I prepare your hearts. The mirror of the Word of God. Like I said before, the mirror of the Word of God, and we're going to get to this, you look into it and you make adjustments, because that's what you do with a natural glass. So I think that's appropriate. But thank God this mirror also reflects back to you who you really are. And then you make adjustments in you based on what you see in the mirror. And so thank God for the mirror. But the first thing we're going to talk about is this scripture talks about you being a hearer, a doer, and a sayer. Everybody say, I'm a hearer, I'm a doer, and I'm a sayer. So you hear the word, you do the word, you speak the word. And if you don't have those three things within you as a very basic thing, then you're not going to be able to receive all that God has for you. In other words, the mirror won't work for you as well as it's supposed to work. Listen, this is what I know about the mirror. It's not the mirror's fault for the reflection. You know, if you're looking into it and you've got something in you, the mirror is meant, it's given to you so that you can adjust some things. And if you never look into the mirror, you know, I know you go to Cornerstone Word of Life Church, and I know you're all word and faith people, but let us not get slack concerning the promises of God. And how we get slack is we don't do these three very basic things. Everybody say it again. I'm a hearer,
I'm a doer,
and I'm a sayer. And you've got to have all three. Thus says first, James chapter 1, verses 23 through 27. So you all know this, but let's look at it again. James 1, 22. If anyone is, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Everybody say, I'm not a hearer only. Deceiving your own selves. For any be a hearer, for if any, verse 23, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, and then it goes on to say some things. And then it says this in verse 25, but it says, don't be a forgetful hearer. Now, everybody in here knows Romans 10, 17. Anybody know Romans? Faith
comes by hearing.
You're all right. Go ahead. Faith comes by
hearing.
Okay. Now, let's stop right there, because a lot of people just, if God meant faith comes by these ears, he would have stopped. Now, you've all been hearing this scripture forever, and I know you know this, but I want to remind you of this very important thing. Faith doesn't come when the word falls on your ears. That's not it. Because if that were true, people would be walking around faith giants, especially on Sunday in the good old U.S. of A. But it doesn't happen. Faith comes by hearing and there's a second part. Hearing by the, what does that mean? Hearing by the word of God. Do you know? What does it mean to hear by the word of God? If I packed the microphone around right now, could you give me an answer? Y'all scared. I ain't gonna do it. We pay you to preach. Hearing by the word of God. You've got two sets of ears. You've got two sets of ears, and one set only works mixed with faith and the word of God. It is not just an audible hearing. Because you and I all know, some of you just tune me out right now. But how many, I know, because I stand up here and preach, that sometimes when it's falling on your ear, it's just falling on your ear. You shake your head. Keep shaking your heads at me. It's okay. You say amen and pop the clutch and glory to God and hallelujah. But listen, has that just become vain repetition to you? Or are you really hearing? And so when you hear the word, remember what Jesus said around what we call the parable of the sower. He said, be careful what you hear. And he also said, be careful how you hear it. And so if you're just hearing with these, which you have your earrings in, if it's just falling on your ear, I mean, I would rather this fall on your ear than anything, but it's not going to do you any good until you hear by the word of God. In other words, when there's something in my spirit, man, did you know your spirit, man, has ears? You have gates. You have an eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate, but that gate gets in your ear. And hearing by the word of God. And so remember this, it's not what you have heard, it's what you are hearing. Everybody say, faith comes. How many times does it come? All the time. When you hear, but not just physically hear, but you hear by the word of God. How do you hear by the word of God? So anytime you're reading, anytime you're in a room like this, anytime you put you got a sermon going while you're working out, anytime you're walking, just make this slight adjustment. Father God, Holy Ghost, help me to hear with my spiritual ears. What is hearing spiritually? It really means this. I hear with my spiritual ear, but I understand with my heart, or I hear it with my heart, and I mix faith with what I hear. Remember, the Bible says that about the children of Israel, it did not profit them what they heard. How many of you know God spoke to them through Moses? That came directly from God. And Joshua and Caleb got faith based on what they heard, but nobody else did. Why? Because they only heard it with these. They didn't. The Bible says in Hebrews, they didn't mix faith with it. But you and I are mixing faith, right? Come on, get your mixer out. Hallelujah. Are you ready to mix some faith with it? So everybody say it again. Faith comes
by hearing.
And hearing by the word of God. And then it says this, and you know this, but in James chapter 1, it says verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. For verse 23, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, and then again in verse 25, it says, not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This is the man that's blessed. So three times it says you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to do it. Yeah. Come on, tell him again. You got to do it. Yeah. Punch him if you need. No, don't do it. Do it. Come on, we're going to do it, right? Yeah. We got to do it. And so what does it mean to do it? Well, James chapter 3, verse 17 and 18 says this. Even so, faith, if it has not works, that word works is corresponding action. It is dead, being alone. Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith with my works. In other words, that's corresponding action. That's not good deeds. Thank God for good deeds, but that's not what it's talking about. In other words, when I hear the word, what happens? Faith comes. But in order for faith to be released, I got to do something. And then we're going to get to the same part. But faith without corresponding actions is what? It's what? When something's dead, what does that mean? It's dead and it stinks a little bit. There's no action in it. In other words, but listen, let's back up. Faith always comes when I. Faith always comes when I. Faith always comes when I and hear by the word of God. But in order to make my faith alive, I've got to do something. I got to do something with what I heard. It's not enough to hear. I got to do something with it. I have to have some corresponding actions. In other words, when I hear Jim talk to me every Sunday morning about it's the will of God for God to bless me as a tither and a giver, it's good to hear it. It's good to say amen. It's good to smile. It's good to say attaboy, Jim. It's good to say, Jim, you ought to write a book about that. It's good to say all those things, but what you've got to do then is have some corresponding action. When you tithe, when you give, that is your corresponding action. You're doing it because you believe. When I tithe because I believe, because I heard something. And I have faith that when I tithe, the windows of heaven are open and God takes care of me. I'm not trying to get faith. I just release my faith. I'm not trying to make God do something. I'm showing him I believe. That it's a corresponding. If you do it out of your heart, it's because you believe something. I'm not trying to make him do something. I'm reacting to what I believe. Amen. And so, but the Bible says we got to be a doer of the word and a doer of the work. In other words, there's corresponding actions when you really believe something. If you're going to receive from God, first of all, you got to be a hearer. Everybody say, I'm a hearer. But then you got to be a doer. Hearer, not enough. Hearer, being a hearer only, not enough. But you got to be a doer. And then the third thing, you got to be a sayer. Now, you all know this, but I just want to remind you of some things. So here in James 1:26 again, in James 1:26, it says this, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridles not his tongue, he deceives his own heart and his religion's in vain. And so we got to do something with the tongue. James talks about it being an unruly member, how this tongue steers your life. But you know this, according to Mark 11:23, that what does it talk about? In Mark 11:23, it talks about your words. Verse 24 talks about whatsoever things you desire when you pray. But right before that, Jesus said, if you want to get some things done, you got to move your mouth. If Jesus said, if you want some things done, if you want some things removed, you got to move your mouth. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things that he says shall come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Everybody say. You got to say something. What are you saying about it? And remember, I tell you this all the time. Don't you ever let the devil have the last word. You may be going through something publicly or privately in your life. And the private stuff is just as horrendous as the public stuff. But I'm telling you, in order for something to change, God's given you a mirror of the word of God. And this mirror can change your life. But there's some things that go with it. There's things that go with it. There's God's responsibility and there's your responsibility. This mirror, which is the Word of God, is the most powerful thing on planet Earth, but it has to be used correctly. And one of the things that's around it is God is saying by the Holy Ghost through James that number one, you've got to hear correctly, you've got to do it, and you've got to say something about it. And I know those are basic things which you all understand. If you've been here any amount of time, I know you get that. But if it takes the basics, reminding ourselves over and over again. I find myself when I'm struggling in any area, if I go back to the basics of what I believe, the basics of what I started hearing 27, 28, going on 30 years ago, that my spiritual father taught me from the Word of God, that I heard him. When I first heard it, I was so excited about it. If I ever lose my excitement about the basics, then I don't have them anymore. The Word works. And it's as simple as hearing it, doing it, and saying it. It's as simple as hearing it, doing it, and saying it. Amen. Come on. Say it one more time. I'm going to hear it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to say it. Now, there's something in this, though, that is very powerful when it comes to the mirror of the Word of God. You know, the word is deception. And I remember studying, I don't know how many years ago, and the Lord just really talked to me, and I don't mean I heard an outward voice, I just heard something inward, a knowing while I was studying. And he said to me, the hardest deception to get people out of is self-deception. Because if you've deceived yourself, whew, that's bad. In other words, when you're self-deceived, in other words, you can't see yourself for who you really are. If you have people around you and you won't listen to what they say about you, if you got 10 people telling you you're ornery and you won't hear it, you got 10 people who says you've gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and you think they're all of the devil trying to keep you out of the will of God, then you're deceived. But you're not just deceived, you're self-deceived. And how do we get there? Well, the Bible is very clear about that. And I know that's a little sobering, but the truth of the matter is there are so many people in the body of Christ and in our nation today that are deceived. What is deception? Let me give you a definition of deception. To mislead the mind, to cause to believe what is false, or to disbelieve what is true. To delude, to cut off from expectation. That's interesting. To cut off from expectation, to frustrate or disappoint. Deception, to cut off from expectation, to frustrate or disappoint. But it means to mislead the mind. James 1:22, if we'll go back there, because that's really mainly where we're looking today. It says, but if you be be doers of the word and not hearers only. So the person who is just a doer, the first thing the Bible says is you deceive yourself. In other words, when you think hearing with your physical ears is enough, you're deceived. Because that's not the way you receive from God. It's the beginning of how you receive from God. But if you think just hearing with your physical ear is enough, the Bible is very strong and very clear and says you're deceived. You're deceived. And how many of you want to be deceived? I don't want to be deceived. How many know how? Because it says it's frustrating. It's frustrating. What is it really doing? It's keeping God from the mirror, because this is all about the mirror of the Word of God. It's keeping the mirror from working in your life. The mirror, which is the Word of God, is the most powerful thing on planet Earth. And the mirror, the Word of God, never returns void, but it always accomplishes what it was sent to do. So that means you and I have got to learn to work with the mirror. We have got to learn to see how the mirror works and how to work with it. Because if the mirror always works, and it always does, then you and I need to cooperate with the mirror. And so the Bible says, if all you want to do is hear and think that's enough, you're deceived. I didn't say that. because it's awful quiet in here, but God said that. Amen. You know what? I'm here to grow you up. I'm not here to tickle you. I'm not here just to pump you up and send you out. I'm here to teach you. And I'm teaching myself again right now. And I might just slap myself here in a minute. Hallelujah. But I don't want to be deceived. Do you want to be deceived? Verse 26. If any man among you seemed religious and bridles not his tongue, he deceives his own heart, and his religion's in vain. In other words, so then he says, okay, if you just hear it, but you don't do it, you deceive your own heart. The hardest thing to get out of is self-deception. You deceive your own heart. The devil's not deceiving you. People are not deceiving you. You are deceiving your own heart. In other words, you think that's it. That's enough. But God is saying it's not it. Now, how many know this is not a works program? This is by grace through faith. But there's things, there's always a God side and there's always our side. If I'm not doing my side, the word doesn't work. If something's not working, I can scream and cry and beg and ask God to do things. But if it's clearly written what I've got to do to receive his highest and best, then I've got to do it this way. And so this is the way to get the mirror to work. This is the way to get your public or private shame off of you. This is the way to get God's highest and best working in your life. If you hear it only and don't do it, you deceive your heart. If you don't do something with your tongue, bridle it. I told you I grew up on a farm. My cousin, who was like my uncle, Davey, he bought me a pony. His name was Sam. I fell off of it, never got back on, so I don't ride except in the Smoky Mountains. So I don't ride horses anymore because the saying was true. But I remember they used to put that metal thing in their tongue, and I thought that was so mean. But how many of you know that's what makes the horse go where you want it to go? Makes it go where, and you've got to put a bridle on your tongue. I've got to put a bridle. In other words, you've got to make it quit saying what it sees and start saying what it wants. In other words, you got to quit make it talking about its senses, what it feels and what it sees and the circumstances, and you got to get it talking the word of God. The best way to bridle your tongue is to make it say what God says. The best way to bridle your tongue is to make it say what God says, because this is what I used to do. I used to, when I started hearing this teaching, I just quit talking. It was the easiest thing in the world for me because I didn't want to talk to anybody anyway. Because I was really shy. So I just decided I wasn't going to talk. Because, you know, because I don't want anything bad to happen, so I'm just not going to talk. And it was really a few years after I started pastoring, the Lord spoke to me and he said, well, that's good. But he said, I still can't do anything for you. Because nothing times nothing is still nothing. So you're not saying anything bad, but you're not saying what the word says about it. You're not telling me what you want. You're not saying what the word says. And that's the only thing I can move on is my word coming out of your mouth. So speak up. Amen. But if we don't bridle our tongue, the Bible says you deceive your own heart. So what did we do? What does that mean, deceive your own heart? I know I see some hamster. I see some burning up in here. Hallelujah. It is moving. Hallelujah. Because we don't want our heart deceived. This is like a punch almost, right? I'm going to fluff you up before you go, though. Hallelujah. But it's like, I don't want to be deceived. Does anybody want to be? Do you get irritated when someone takes you? When someone deceives you, when someone lies to you, yeah. But see, but in doing not what the word says, we're doing it to ourselves. And the Bible has a clear way out. So we're not going to be deceived, right? I said, we're not going to be deceived. I mean, the Bible says these things in 1 Corinthians 3, 18 through 20. It says, when you rely on the wisdom of this world, you deceive yourself. In 1 John 1, 8, when you don't deal with sin, you deceive yourself. In Galatians 6, 3, when you think too highly of yourself, you deceive yourself. So those are some things. So how many of you know we don't think more highly than we ought of ourselves? We know we depend on God. And we know that every one of us in this room could fall into sin. If you think you can't, then you're already on your way. Because pride goes before a fall. Amen? But if we're living in sin, we know that we can't fix it on our own self. The blood of Jesus is all. Amen? And when you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you. So we're not deceived with that. Your own righteousness is as filthy rags. It's his righteousness that makes you who you are. You know, and this is a big one, but we're not going to rely on the world's wisdom because it's sensual, it's devilish. Our wisdom comes from above, and it's pure, and it's peaceable, and it's holy. And if we rely on this world's wisdom, it's failing, but it also, the Word of God says, you're deceiving yourself if that's what you're relying on, all right? So these things are real important. Everybody say, I'm a hearer,
I'm a doer,
I'm a doer,
and I'm a sayer.
I refuse to be deceived.
We're
just not going to let it happen, right? I'm not going to be deceived. So it's taking that step because a lot of things today, you know, it's always been this way, but well, it's just all up to God. I heard one preacher call it no-fault Christianity. Because see, if something don't work out, it's God's fault. Like we have nothing to do with it. I mean, we have everything to do. There's a God side, which we cannot do. Have you ever tried to do God's side? You can't do God's side. Only God can do God's side. You speak, he does it. You believe, he brings it to pass. You got a problem, you trust in him, you get the word, you believe it in your heart, you speak it out of your mouth, he takes care of it. You can't do that. But there is our part to play. I've got to hear. And not just hear. I found myself, and I'll just tell on me because, you know, I could go down the line and tell on a few of you. Have you ever, like, I'm reading the book of Ephesians, and I'm at chapter 3, and the Holy Ghost will say, tell me what you read. Well, I read it. And I kind of know what it says, but that's not the point. Sometimes when I'm trying to be religious and get it done, he'll make me slow down. He would rather you take one scripture and meditate it than say I read a whole book that you just read and it didn't do anything for you, but you did your duty. That's religion. He would rather you take a scripture, meditate it all day, and get it in you. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want you to be deceived. So this mirror, you know, it's like a natural mirror. How many of you know, did some of you, let me check you out. Did everybody look in the mirror this morning? Yeah, a lot of you looked at, you looked real good in the mirror. You did good. How many of you know, but when we looked at the mirror, when you first got up out of bed, do you ever look in the mirror and the first thing you get out of bed? You are undone. Hallelujah. My hair holes are showing. That's what Destiny calls them, my hair holes. Bless her little heart. You know, I got hair sticking up. Just undone. Just a mess. But can it be fixed? But you don't know what needs fixed until you look into the mirror. Have you ever had someone try to describe to you what needs fixed on you? They're trying to help you out. The first thing that always messes up with me is, like, they're always like, you know, I'm getting that old. The guys know it. I mean, the eyebrows, as the older you get, the why. I think it's unfair for guys that we lose the stuff on the top and it starts growing out the ears and out the nose and on the back. Anyway, but, you know, like Pastor Ron knows this to me, it's like an eyebrow should be like going like this to me. That means I've got some wildness going on. And then when I, or with my hair, when I think, I play with my hair. I pull on it, I move it around, and so even the staff will be like, you've been really working on something today. You've been working on something. That's what I do. When I was in high school, it's how I took a test. I twirled it the whole time. That's probably how I got the hair holes. And so, but have you ever had someone try to tell you? And so, like, when she's doing that, I'm always fixing the wrong eyebrow. I'm always doing it wrong. But with the mirror, you can literally see it yourself. And I want to tell you, when it comes to the Word of God, thank God you're here today. Thank God I can minister to you. I enjoy ministering to you. We're a great group of people. We all love Jesus. It's good to be assembled together. But the best help you're ever going to get is if I can encourage you to get into the mirror for just yourself and not rely on me, just you and the Holy Ghost. And even when you're hearing the Word, that when you're sitting in here, when you're sitting in Bible Institute, when you're hearing anybody, Holy Ghost, you're the teacher. As I look into the mirror of the Word of God, make it real to me. And the great thing about this thing with the mirror of the Word of God is he's not going to make you fix everything at once. You know, with other people, they're always telling you what to fix, and so you can usually tell what they want. They're spiritually, when a lot of people are harping on something, it usually means that's what God's dealing with them about. But you in the mirror, just alone in the Word of God, and you studying it, and you really studying it, ask the Spirit of God, what do I need? Guide me, lead me. And those are the times when, you know, Joyce will be talking about it, and Creflo will be talking about it, and Pastor Mark will be talking about it, and somebody will give you, somebody will send you a message that'll be talking. So whenever you get those kind of things and it always sticks out to you, then even take it further and say, Lord, where the mirror, what do I need from this? And just dig deep into the mirror of the Word of God. And then you make those adjustments. You make those adjustments. You judge yourself. You correct yourself. We all love correction in this room, don't we? Well, the Bible says it's grievous at the time, but it's just like, you know, I always say this, you know, if I'm out at dinner and I got spinach in my teeth, be a friend. Tell me. Come on, has that ever happened to you? I get so mad at people. It's like, now, then you got those other people. They're always telling you what you need to fix. Don't tell me how to dress. It's none of your business. And don't think you have the liberty to go up and start picking stuff off of people. Hallelujah. And don't tell your wife her hair is a mess while she's preaching. Ever again. Ever. Ever. Never, ever again. Ever. If you don't know what we're talking about, it was a few Wednesdays ago, but it will never happen again. Ever. Ever. It will never happen again. Hallelujah. We need to get us earphones that we can talk to one another off of. I digress. Hallelujah. Are you grateful for the mirror? And then what else does it do? It reflects back to me who I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It reflects righteousness back to me. I am complete in him. It reflects completeness back to me. I not only look, if all you look into it is to adjust, you can become religious. You can become religious, always trying to fix something. But see, you can't fix it on your own. So when you got something, then let it reflect when I look into this, it reflects back to me who I really am. I am righteous, not trying to be righteous. I am righteous. I am healed. It reflects back to me that physical healing is mine. And as I study and I look into the mirror, I see myself healed. I see myself saved. I see myself complete. I see myself in Christ and Christ in me. It's a reflection. And I look at that. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, and we all with unveiled face continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are progressively being transformed. That word transform is metamorpho, into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So we all continue to see as a mirror the glory of the Lord. So as we look in the Word of God, the mirror of the glory of the Lord, as we look into him, as we look, because the Word of God is him, as we look back, it changes us from glory to glory. It changes us from glory to glory. It's so important to understand that. So let's look at this again. James 1:22-27. But be doers of the word. Can I have the musicians? Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. Everybody say, I will not forget. What do you, because I looked at it, it reflected back to me, and I'm not going to forget. Whoso looks the perfect law of liberty, continues therein, and be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, that man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion is undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and keep himself unspotted from the world. Rick Warren said it this way. He gave these things about the mirror. Number one, read your Bible. Whoever looks intently. So not just read your Bible, but study your Bible. Study the Word of God. The Bible says, who looks intently. So an intense look is different than a casual look. And I know you at Cornerstone Word of Life Church, you are intent people for God. And so don't be just intent on Sunday morning, but be intent and intense about the Bible. So it says, he said, then review the Word. Review the Bible. And the Bible says, it says this, and continue in it. How many of you know the truth, the Word of God, will set you free? But it also, if you continue in my Word, if you continue in my Word, it's not enough to hear it just once. If I continue in the Word of God, I will be free. And then remember what the Word of God says, not forgetting what we have heard, not forgetting what manner of man we were, and then respond to what you hear. Be a doer of it. Put it immediately into practice. Put it immediately into practice. I just simply gave you what James told us to do, and the mirror of the Word of God works. Amen. I said the mirror of the Word of God works, and he would love for you and I to come back and, or become more acquainted with, or really just dig into the mirror of the Word of God. The more you look into it, the more you'll change. The more you look into it, the more you'll change. We can tell naturally if you spent any time in front of the mirror. And we can also tell spiritually if we've spent any time in front of the mirror. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We hope you were inspired by today's message. If you want to hear more from the Word of God, head over to cwol.org, check us out on YouTube or any social platform under @CWallMadison. We believe God is working within you, and we want you to know him so you too can make him known.